Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Boy, oh boy, what a conversation that has been going on, Tommy. You know, what's strange, though, and you've probably dealt with this with your friends and family and, you know, people that know or whatever, like, there are some people that don't agree with what we're saying that say that's the chance you take by doing something like that, like, to realize.
Yeah, they lump them all together.
It gets thrown into to one thing. But, I would love to, like, not argue that, but someone who disagreed with that to, like, tell me your point of view on that. Like, there's not a difference between someone who misuses a child or has paraphernalia or videos of said, or then this something like this, or even something as innocently as going to the restroom outside. That's absurd. All right. Tommy, I hear you. You ready? You sure you want to do this? I got to legally ask you that. You gave us this phone number to your girlfriend who, and this was a good idea. I don't know if it was you or Fat Boy or Tommy that came up with the idea to not call her by her name, because that would not be. Was that you, Tommy? You want to call her just anonymous?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's smart too. All right, here we go. Let's just. I'm sitting like sideways right now, like my butt's puckered. I'm doing Kegels. I'm nervous. I don't know. Does anybody else feel it that's listening right now? Like, okay. Golly, bum boy.
I feel for him.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Hey, you got a second to talk?
Yeah, what's up? You sound kind of serious.
Yeah, I got something I need to tell you, and it's not easy to talk about. I just don't want to keep it from you anymore.
Okay, what is it?
Look, these past 4 months with you have been great. I really like where this is going. But there's something from my past that I've never told you about, and... okay, so when I was 20, I made a really dumb mistake. And because of that dumb mistake, I ended up on the sex offender registry.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
What do you mean you kind of figured?
I actually did a background check on you a while back. Something came up, but it didn't say much, and I wasn't scared because if it was seriously awful, I feel like you'd be locked up, and I just really wanted to wait and see if you'd tell me yourself.
So you ran a background check on me, and you didn't say anything? Like,
that's
kind of messed up. Like,
think about it. Like, we're getting serious. I need to know. Like, I want to always know who I'm going to be with, and, like, especially when I start thinking seriously about somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Honestly, I might have done the same thing. I just wish that you would have asked me about it sooner instead of keeping it, you know, in your back pocket.
Well, I wish you would have trusted me enough to tell me before now. That bothers me more than, like, what actually happened, to be honest.
Well, I was really scared, and it's not something that I'm proud of, obviously. You know, it happened in a park. I got caught with my pants down, literally, and I've been paying for it ever since. But, you know, I should have told you. I just don't want to lose you.
I definitely need time. I mean, it's not a deal breaker, but this is a lot to process.
I kind of wish you would have said something to me if you already knew something, though. Like, that is a little messed up.
This is where we should probably jump on. Ma'am, we have not said your name yet. Good morning. My name's Matthew. I'm here with my friends Paige and Jeremy.
Hello.
We're on a radio show called The Rise Guys out of Greenville, South Carolina. And you're actually on the radio right now.
Yeah, Tommy wanted to come clean and tell you so you didn't hear it from anywhere else. But I mean, you already found something out anyway, so.
And please don't cuss, please. Yeah, don't. Not that you would, but, like, it's live, regular radio.
I would have by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No worries.
Oh.
Man, you're taking this better than I thought you would, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's definitely not my preferred way to find something out, if I could admit that.
Sure.
And I'm probably going to be processing some dealings about this once I get off this phone call.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean, how long of a time frame did you know what he did, and you kept this?
Well, what's interesting?
I mean, you're a better actor than I would be, because I would be a little unnerved being out with someone and not telling him the truth.
Or you knew something but didn't.
Yeah.
Like, Tommy, you're not saying much here. Like, be honest with us.
Well, the whole point of this for me was I just wanted to be honest. Like, I want to be honest with you no matter how hard it was. But then again, like, I do feel like you should have been honest with me, too. I mean, I'm a little shocked, too. Like, I noticed sometimes, like, your mind would kind of seem like it was elsewhere. And, like at those times, like, were you thinking about, like, my background?
I mean, not all the time. But it was going to come to a point, you know, it was going to come up eventually.
Yeah.
So this was really just kind of very coincidental timing, I guess you could say.
Tommy, don't you kind of want to maybe deal with the confession first? I feel like you got too many irons in the fire being mad at her knowing that, you know, you had a record already.
Yeah, but
that,
like,
makes sense.
But like this, for again, we have not said your name, ma'am. We've just been calling you anonymous. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that you knew that he was on the list, but you didn't know the exact thing, but that's amazing to me.
I
would not recommend that. I don't think to women.
It's living on the edge, right there.
But then again, that's not fair to people like freaking Tommy, who. Literally, in my mind, this is not that bad of a thing. I mean, right. There could be circumstances where a kid would see it. But then, right. I mean, like, I saw things as a kid that, you know, like, okay, I will be honest with you and tell you that when I was, like, Well, it's like 10. But, like, I saw a woman using her mouth on a dude in a car in a parking lot of a restaurant one time. And
oh,
I
were you
remember,
in the back seat?
No, I was not. I was walking by. And I just remember, like, asking my
dad. Did you look in? I would have looked in.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, what's happening? I thought there was a fight or something.
How did she do it?
He was, like, hitting her in the back of the head, I thought. But he was just pushing her head. Anyway, look, this is – I'm not making light of this. We will let you go. Anonymous, you are – all right. Tommy will call you later, I suppose. All right? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Tommy. All right, first off, I'm all over the road here because I see your point too. Because – but let's just say – let's role play. Paige.
Yes, sir.
You're anonymous, and I'm – I don't want to be Tommy. He's a sex offender. All right, for this role play, I will. Okay. I'll cosplay it. And you already know that I'm on the sex offender list, but don't know why.
Getting in a car with you.
See, but that's not fair to Tommy, though.
No, it's not.
So that what a weird purgatory of good versus bad here.
My theory is if you assume that somebody's negative and you don't trust them and you're going to check their credit, you're going to check their background, then... you're not a good judge of character.
How are you checking their credit?
I mean,
let me in on that one.
That's a smart thing to do if you're going to get married.
I feel like you can't fault her for doing a background check, especially on the
absolutely
woman's behalf.
Absolutely not.
The fact is she didn't say anything yet after 4 months. Like, she loves living on the edge.
But is a background check, like, are we talking like, you know how people say, oh, I had food poisoning. Did you go to the doctor? No, I just know I had food poisoning. Did she just Google him? Like... you haven't said your name, Tommy, or the city or anything, but like if someone Googled your full name, it pops up.
Basically, yeah. It's not that hard to figure out.
Sucks.
Like,
if that's even your name.
Yeah, but does she ever ask you on a date? Well, do you have any secrets you need to tell me about, or do you need to disclose
you're
anything?
Right. Like,
because I do
what
background
date number
checks.
Do you decide to do that? God bless. I mean,
she said it was going to come up eventually.
So yeah. tell me your ugliness.
I'm trying to think about that now, right? Because now that I know that she knew all of that, I'm trying to think if there was ever a point where.
Yeah.
Maybe she was trying to invite me to say something.
Oh,
like I don't
yeah.
like, you know, we've had like, you know, serious conversations and stuff and shared a lot, but I don't know. I felt bad about not saying anything. I don't know if there was ever a point though where it kind of felt like she was inviting me to say something. Like, I'm shocked. I had no idea
right.
she knew.
But you said you could tell certain times like her mind was in another place, and then you said, were you thinking about my thing? And she's like, well, yeah, kind of. I'm like, God, that now you're replaying
anything.
All that in your head of all these fun moments you had together. And then it's not, man, she was thinking like, wow, how kinky was this dude or whatever. Damn, Tommy, if that is your real name. Tommy, that I feel for you, man. I if you get some legislation started, I'll sign your petition to make some kind of different, you know.
You came away unscathed for the
most
part.
Well, He's still got to carry this with him forever.
You should disclose that up front so there's no gray matter.
Hi, Paige. What do you do for a living? Oh, yeah. Well, after
DJ.
She tells me about her 16 jobs, I'll say, well, Paige, I do a radio show and I'm a sex offender. Don't take that out of context ever.
I'm going to.
But you understand here. All right, Tommy.
No, but I mean, maybe.
God bless.
I don't know,
no
Tommy.
More role play.
I don't know, Tommy. I wish
notice
you well.
Fat Boy never skits off and does any fun little improv stuff. It's just me. And I end up being a sex offender or a gay man or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Right now, we've got a guy on the phone. You remember yesterday's Truth and Consequences page? The guy who, he had to tell his girlfriend that he was on the sex offender list, but not with anything underage or anything like that.
Tommy.
He was naked outside. Now, he was having sex outside in a park, in a car.
Yeah.
But he still went on the sex offender list.
Because he went into that one, you know, position to where he had to stand up. So he was already naked. He's like, I'll just stand outside the car.
You reckon he's using his real name?
So I don't know. I haven't gotten that far as, like, kind of looking. Like, I kind of want to look and see. But I don't know where to search. Like, that's the other thing, too. I didn't ask
him where
he's from.
Well, they're not in this state either, so I don't know if it's... Yeah. All right. Well, nevertheless, we've got... A gentleman by the name of Van, who is also a sex offender. Good morning, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you guys for letting me on.
Yeah.
It's just an odd way to introduce him.
Well, I mean, what else do I say? Yeah. This guy's got an interesting take on yesterday's situation. So you heard Tommy yesterday on the show, right?
Yeah, I did. And I just wanted to say, as you said, I've been on that list for years now, and honestly, it's not really a big a deal as people think. I mean, life goes on.
What do you mean by that? Like, this, that it's not that big of a deal?
Well, when people hear registry, they think the worst.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because of all those, you know, TV shows, they picture predators or violent people, and that's not me. And it doesn't sound like it was Tommy from yesterday either.
Well,
you know, what I had to do had nothing to do with kids or anything like that. I'll admit it was dumb, but I was able to live a pretty normal life since.
So
I'm able to live, yeah.
Okay. Now, and I you know, I agree with what you're saying, especially with, I don't know what you did yet, but are you going to say, like, exactly what you did?
I'd rather not. Like I said, it wasn't violent and had anything to do with kids. But I mean, and I think that's the important thing to understand. But I really don't want to go into it.
Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Did it? I mean, if it involved, I feel like it though. If it also involved, I mean, did it involve someone doing something without them giving you permission, or was it just wrong place, wrong time kind of thing?
Wrong place, wrong time.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So when you move, I don't know if you moved since you've been on the list or whatever, but like, how do your neighbors find out? Do they get a letter? How does that work?
They do, yeah. They actually do, yeah. Yeah, where I live, the cops send out a notice to the surrounding area. God. And, I mean, sometimes I get weird looks for a while, right. But eventually it blows over.
Well, what about,
but
like,
yeah, they do send out a letter, yeah.
What about, like, with your job, like... you know, when you go apply, like, you have to tell them, or like, has it ever cost you a job, maybe?
It's never cost me a job. Now, some places won't hire you, you know, if they dig deep enough. But I've always been up front. And in my field, it really hasn't been a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. You know, oddly enough, these days, most places will overlook a lot, you know, depending on how bad they need you and how well you're, how good a worker you are.
That's true. God. Some people will overlook if you're even a citizen. I understand. That's what I've heard. Yeah.
That just show up, right?
Yeah.
Now, what about dating? Like, you know, if you had a situation like Tommy had yesterday, like, how does that come up?
I mean, I had a girlfriend at one time, and things were going really good. And Man, I sat her down, and I was really nervous, but I just said, you know, I just, you know, told her, look, there's something on my record you need to know about. I'm on the registry, and it's not what you think. And I explained what it was, and she was surprised at first, but once I explained, once again, it wasn't violent, had nothing to do with kids. Yeah. You know, she was fine with it. And we're not together now, but we did stay together, you know, a couple of years after I told her.
But it just didn't
work
out.
So that was not the reason we broke up.
So basically you just ripped the Band-Aid off. You just completely...
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah, you got to do it immediately. And I'll say, and that's the one thing I did disagree with Tommy on. Uh-huh. I found out the earlier you do it, the better.
Like how early?
Yeah. I mean, like within the first couple of weeks.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like, before we go any further, I want to be honest about something. And if they can't handle it, you know, they weren't meant to be there in the first place. But the longer you wait, in my opinion, the longer you wait, worse it's going to be.
Right. Okay. So Tommy kind of put himself behind the eight ball, I guess, waiting for.
Yeah, for sure.
And
how do you
breach that topic? I have something to tell you before we take this further. That, I mean, do you tell that to him?
Plus, for like
have
the
sex with them or what?
The longer you wait, like the scarier it probably gets in your own head, right?
People feel like you're, you know, they're blindsided, or you were keeping it from them for a while for on purpose. So,
yeah
the only advice I can give on that is, you know, if you think you have a future with a person, and you're in our situation, like Tommy and me,
the
sooner the better. I mean, not the first date, you know, don't spring it on them immediately,
right,
but
right.
If you wait too long, it's, you're just digging yourself a hole.
So, I appreciate that, because I fully agree that there shouldn't be such a broad term for that. But, like, I would also like to know, you sure you don't want to say what you did? I mean, it's fine if you don't. I'm just curious if it's anything like, you know, this dude was, you know, having sex with a girl who was of age and he was half naked.
Okay. All right. I guess I can say.
All right.
It's not really a big deal now. But it was at the time, and if anything, it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I got caught up in a sting for solicitation. And because I had a couple of run-ins before, they said I was a habitual offender. Another word I don't like, habitual, but...
It sounds mean toward women.
And that got me on the list, along with some fines, small jail time, and all that other stuff, you know, just like the dude said yesterday. So
you were,
once again, nothing to do with underage girls,
consenting,
nothing like that. It was all
a business transaction.
Exactly.
So this, you were doing this with the girlfriend. Is this why y'all broke up, or she knew about this and was cool with it? Like, this is why you had the girlfriend, right?
No, this is why we broke up at the time. Yeah, she was around for my arrest. That's why it didn't work out.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's
definitely
not only cheating on her, but you're paying.
With a hooker.
Oh,
well,
no.
I mean, and I know that about myself, and that's why I'm not good for a serious relationship, because I'm always looking for something more, you know, and I'm always trying something, quote unquote, new.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Dog, so, that's got to be hard.
It's yeah,
because you're a quantity issue or quantity person.
Yeah, it's quantity, not quality.
Oh God! So, wow.
I'm sorry that happened.
Well, then
to
you
here,
can
but...
appreciate why she likely broke up with you.
Understand completely.
But
yeah,
that,
I understand,
I mean,
completely.
But that, while you know, I've never, I have to say, I've never paid a woman for sex. I mean, like the traditional way. I've probably done it with food and gifts and things, but not...
If you were married, you certainly did.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, like, I Paige always like, hey, if he knows if he's going to get the full treatment, I better have lobster for dinner, right?
No, it's like, if you want me to do that to you, I expect the grass cut.
See, I'm not comfortable being completely shaved, Paige.
Yeah.
I'm really not. Plus, I look like a woman when I shave completely.
You do.
All right. Van, if that is your real name, and if it is, that's a cool name. I bet your friends called you like Van Halen and your mean friends.
No, well, it is my real name. I'm not going to give my full name, but Van is, you know, is my real name. Yeah.
I got you.
But
God, don't tell me your first name's rape. That would be freaking weird, would it not? All right, go ahead, Paige.
Oh, that would be really weird. Yeah.
Just made a crass joke.
So are you done with hookers or what? I mean,
you know, Paige played one in a movie, man. She played one in a movie. Her name was Trixie, the hooker. She was murdered at the end of the movie.
Yes, it was sad.
Yes, I am right now because I am on the list and I don't want any more trouble of, you know, and...
But what's the attraction? The fact that they leave you alone, you pay for it, and they leave you alone?
Well, it's just different, you know, it's different women on a different basis. You know, it's not the same woman all the time.
An interesting psychological point of view on that. Yeah. So is it, you know, is it... It's a power move for, I mean, because you're not, you know, she's doing it for money, but you're like, I select you and you're going to do this for money. Or are you, like, in other words, could you go out and get it on your own with some of these looser ladies and things? Or is it?
Well, going out and getting it on your own, as you brought up earlier,
right?
You know, you put a lot of work into it and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Okay. All you got
to
do is swipe on people.
If you go to a professional, a quote-unquote professional, sure, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to reject you.
You don't have to take the mechanic out to dinner to fix your car.
Yeah. Or your drug dealer. Good point. Thank you. Yeah. Man, that was interesting. It was really...
You're really honest.
That was very... That sucks for you. I hate that. I hope you get...
Yeah, it does. But like I said, I'm living my life, so...
Yeah. I believe that was Rihanna. All right, thank you, Van. Have a good morning, sir. Thank you. My gosh.
I mean,
and the honesty in that man's voice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Still.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So if you ever want to smash a pumpkin, this guy, he did it for you.
Come here, Billy Corgan.
Come here, Jamie.
He's a 31-year-old man in Florida. He destroyed about 80 pumpkins outside of Target, worth around $500. He was arrested for criminal mischief.
Damn, that's cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap.
That's less than $7 apiece.
What's wrong with them?
At Target? Target, they have, like, you know, you take your Walmart prices to go by 0.75 on them.
Yeah, you got to round up a little.
0.75, rather.
Plus, you know, she told us, Paige, yesterday that you don't take the stem off.
True.
May last longer.
Yeah.
You got to pull out the ass end.
That's like,
isn't that
the
wild?
Umbilical cord for a pumpkin.
Holy crap.
It. Yeah.
That goes to the theory about Cabbage Patch Kids.
Or
what is our navel?
They shouldn't smell as good as they smell, too.
Navels?
The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, or babies. Dude, that's one thing science needs to figure out. At what age do you lose that baby smell? Because it's amazing. Like Jasper, he's almost 4. He's lost it. But Teddy, I mean, he's, you know, 6 months going on. And God, you just smell it all over you after. And it's not the milk or anything. It's just that baby essence.
It's got to be
that's when, nature. So you'll bond and the pheromones are attractive to you.
The world just pollutes your body and you start becoming part plastic and part carbon and all this crap.
Well, this is what people say about puppy breath. I don't, like, I've never experienced that. It always smelled bad. I think
so too.
But
Sweet.
It must be when they go outside, when they start first playing, and the, you know, that outside stink.
When they run and fall and then get back up.
You smell like you've been outside.
Yeah.
Go take a shower.
Turn the camera on.
Well, authorities say a security camera caught him picking up pumpkins outside of the boxes located in front of the store and smashing them on the ground. And this happened in the middle of the night around 1:15 a.m.
The world is a vampire.
Aaron was caught when he returned to the Target a few days later while they were open.
Thank God he wasn't a fan of butthole surfers.
You never go back to the scene of the crime.
Right.
No, that's what, but you know, that's the weirdest thing about criminal psychology. They say they always do.
They do.
What is that?
Because you're proud of what you did.
But today you can just watch it on the news. But yeah, they have to be there wearing a hoodie, standing over, mixing. They're always like this.
Yeah.
The camera will pan over and you'll see the killer sitting there just blending in, dressed like a sailor. Remember from Scream? Any person wearing a sailor outfit or whatever the hell that'd be called. Fisherman.
I was thinking of like some, like, what? You looking like Popeye?
You're like the guy from the Swanson Foods.
Now, like Cracker Jack? Was a part of someone who smashed pumpkins on someone's front porch, and it was a girl. But yeah, I didn't go back to the scene of the crime at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't. You hack into her Ring doorbell and then watch from your phone.
Plus, were these the albino pumpkins? Were they the orange ones?
I don't even remember. But later on in history of this crazy place that we live, yeah, I found out that somebody else that I know is dating the same guy, and I had to drop her off at his house, and I said, "This is eerie. I think I've been to this house before." And then I realized, oh my gosh, I have.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, guilty parties?
Guilty.
Wow.
Did you also start the mosh pit last night at Pierce the Veil? Was that you?
No.
I just got home from the World Series. It went way too long.
I don't like to be up front because of what happened to me at Tom Petty.
You weren't in the banana costume last night?
I should have been, but no. No, I was not.
She did catch a cake in the face from my Aoki, though.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I would eat it, but I'm on a diet.
Yeah, you would.
Cake to the face. I love cake.
Yeah. Cake to the face.
You know, I made a cake on your birthday 1 year, and then I realized you were a diabetic. It was I didn't do it on purpose to be mean.
Oh, no.
It was a...
You're the only person who gave me a birthday card.
Really good red velvet cake.
Oh, crap.
1 year.
My daughter forgot. I mean, she knew it was my birthday, but she forgot the card. And then... I went to the mailbox.
We were waiting for this card.
You know my heel. I went to the mailbox.
That was lunch.
It was good. It's good. It was more of like a luper kind of thing.
Would you go somewhere fancy?
It was all right.
Nothing you got to have reservations for?
I did look, but they do not accept them.
Oh, man.
But it was good, though. I paid full price and did not get recognized, so I'm not saying hello to them.
That's messed up.
I'll write it down for
too
you.
Too bad.
It was good.
This news came a day too late, but there's
It wasn't damn. I thought it might be damn, but it wasn't damn.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know it.
Pretty comparable to most places now.
Let me look it up, see if I want to grace my presence there.
Well, I know the family that runs that place, and none of them was there yesterday.
That's kind of like nobody gave you a free lunch.
I support
damn it
friends, businesses, stuff. It's like when you go do it, you want to. God, I hope they're watching the camera now. I'm looking at them. Hey, I'm here. What's up, Kenneth?
Now I regret.
You walk real slow across.
Our next story, I regret that this is a day after your birthday because they have a new exciting snack on the market. Booger candy.
Booger candy.
Yes.
That tastes pretty good, guys.
This comes from the makers of breast milk ice cream. They're now bringing us booger candy with real boogers in it.
I never heard of breast milk ice cream. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she talked about it because we brought up the fact we drink listeners.
Yeah, I remember that.
Breast milk.
That was nasty.
For a little, it was for somebody's punishment, but then we all tried it. Just because, it's here. Might as well.
It would have been nice to get it from the tap.
Will you say it in your creepy voice, please?
Yeah, a little breast milk. Oh, my
God. You even make a baby give that look. Oh, come on, man.
Not a baby face.
Do that.
Yeah, you done with that? I could eat.
Fat boy. What do you think when Fat Boy was a baby? He looked like a little baby gangster. Like he had a cigar in his mouth.
I hope it was a cigar.
What's
like one? There's the
blunt.
Why now, bitch? Right? There's the those are usually the when you look at the breastfeeding videos. Those are usually the comments. Either that kid's gonna be eating real good, like on the
lucky
size.
Baby, things like that.
Or he'll be like, I'll show that kid how to eat real good.
Oh my god!
Or the one guy go, and you can tell it's a bot. It'd be like some Middle Eastern guy's picture and a name you can't pronounce, and it's like, can I go next?
God. Well, you never know. He might be playing in the NBA.
Gonna be one of my burners, when they're saying, "Ooh, yum yum."
Give one of your burners.
Doing the emoji with the tongue out.
And a wild eyes.
What are the wild eyes? Are those supposed to be like you're high or drunk? You're in a trance?
Let's revisit one of your burners. How much extra time do you have to waste to go on a fake account on social media?
They'll say, don't sexualize the picture. I'm like, I'm not sexualizing the kid eating, but I might be sexualizing the one that's out that nobody's doing anything with.
Yeah.
So do you need your whole shirt off when you're feeding your kid? Now, you can do it if you want to. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
Like and I only follow her for exercise stretches, but I showed you that day this yoga master that I follow on Instagram. She knows what she's doing. Like, she's wearing skin-colored leggings.
She might sweat a little
bit. But she's doing real stretches and stuff.
As long as they won't hurt people. And she knows what she's doing.
I'm part of the attraction is it looks like she's completely shaved and not wearing pants.
Oh, so you're not doing yoga with her. You're watching her videos. I get it.
Yeah. Welcome I'm working out, though. I'm working out forearms.
Yeah, you are.
Welcome to the dojo.
No. It's pleasant to the eye.
I don't do this.
And I don't watch it and sit there and raffle one off. Though.
Do men have a phone stand in their house so they can watch do whatever porn, they yes. do and watch porn? And is it something creepy that all boys have?
I use my weed grinder and I lay it there and then I plop up the phone.
Well, here's what I do right here. Oh my god!
I meant my salt grinder. Bath salts.
Well, I have this stand. I was going to say,
the new thing is, I saw it actually. I've seen people with it. I didn't know what it was, and I saw it on Balin Fat Boy. The grip that people use now, it's not the big circle thing that sticks out, but it's like this little square that goes on there, and it kind of like.
It's like a pop socket.
Yes, it pops. Oh, it's wonderful. I don't know how to describe it though.
Yeah, were you blanking George Washington's blank when you saw that by chance?
Yes, I dug him up in the backyard.
Did you wrap that rotisserie chicken? Wrap that wiener in the nuts.
The wiener.
Oh boy,
you got a gun,
Fernania!
I haven't watched that yet. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, when you do watch it, it looks like they're already planning several shows. It's a spinoff from this show.
Because I was. The last time I watched it, they were talking about getting married, and he had to meet with the father to ask for permission.
Oh, it's went way for. She's had two kids since last season.
Oh, Jesus.
They're already scouting venues now, too.
She hasn't had children.
They won't air the tick where she talks about her big boobs. She'll do that on social media.
I think that's mom and dad have some say so on that.
Do you think she does that one? I mean,
dad
she talks about.
Real. Like, he. You can just hear it. Like, and it makes sense. Like, dad's not going to be talking about his dog's daughter's big breasts, but mom can. That's fine.
What's his eye when she's talking about, her brothers, filleting each other in front of their parents when she starts ticking?
And the one brother never if I heard it a million times, I'm still going to crack a little bit of a smile. It's not making fun of my sister or whoever. It's just like, you just told my brothers that they were gay together. I'm going to kind of smile a bit. That's kind of funny.
Oh my
but
God.
It is
they will laugh at some of those too.
It's one of it's got to, you think about it. It's funny to laugh at it, whatever. But you imagine you can't control that and you're out somewhere. You're already, whatever how you feel in public, and all of a sudden now everybody's turning around looking at you, and they want to smile, but they can't.
I mean, you can't not laugh. You're not laughing at her. They laugh at the ticks, They're all good people.
Yeah, laughing at the ticks, not her. All right. Paige, thank you so much. Fat Boy World Series. Wow. Wow-wee.
Yeah, World Series, plus I got some bad news, man. This was a surprise. another wrestler in hospice.
Fat Boy Barrett.
Oh, Lord.
No, no.
No, I mean, you got some bad news. Wade Barrett.
Ah, dang it. We're going out on that.
I wasn't good, though.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. You turn me up in my headphones.
Where's my snare? I have a pet snail.
Dang it, I was thinking of that.
Where's my snare?
I did not know this.
I love you, snare.
This thing is sports history way back in 1960. Cassius Clay, this is before
Muhammad Ali.
This is before Malcolm X talked him into becoming a Muhammad Ali. He boxed his first professional fight. Beat a fellow named, do you know who he beat, actually?
This was a little, you know what, yet. If you told me the initials, I might.
T-H. I've never heard of this guy before.
Well, it's not Thomas Hearns.
No.
Nope. Oh, you've never heard of him? Then I wouldn't either, probably.
They went 6 rounds. A guy named Tony Hunsicker?
Tony. Hunsicker? What's up, Tony? Was it Tony?
Nah. T-U-N-N-E-Y.
Anthony.
Let me look his ass up and see what
he's. What's up, Tony?
Because I'm not, I mean, oh, man.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Now, this is just me here, but I feel like this is he was a feeder. To,
was he?
Kind of, you know,
the fall guy,
enhancement talent, if you will.
Yeah,
some peckerwood fighter from
jobber boxer.
Jobber boxer.
Jobber boxer.
Yeah, he died in he was born in Kentucky. So, well, of course, we know Muhammad Ali.
God, so was Ali.
Yeah, so they must have fed him to Ali on the way up.
Oh man, that's interesting. You ever seen that picture where he's punching the Beatles, Ali?
No.
Oh, it's cool. Like they act like they're start, like he punches Paul and then they all look like they're falling from the one punch. But he's not really punching him, obviously.
I know, you could have knocked him out, but you didn't do it.
I mean, I could have, but I mean, the guy had Parkinson's, is knocking on death's door. I wouldn't have.
He would have been like the the world's biggest.
That was like that day was like meeting.
D-word.
Some people would say like meeting like Gandhi would have felt like. I mean, it was.
And Gandhi, I mean, look.
Just.
If you dig into Gandhi a little bit.
I'm not even saying it from like a deity standpoint or religious thing, but just like it was. Like, I've met a bunch of people, and that was the wildest, craziest. And now no one will believe me because of AI. They'll say it's all an AI photo.
Just being in the guy's presence, knowing who he's rubbed hands with.
And he wanted to arm wrestle me. Like, I have a picture. Of
Gandhi?
That. Yes. I'm arm wrestling Muhammad Ali. Like, God, that is, I mean, that's incredible. What a freaking.
Do you think he did that to everybody? He's like,
no.
This little fat pepperwood here, I can take him.
No, because my buddy, I was Jesus, very, bitch. I was in awful shape. Then.
I would never do that big. Ever.
God.
It says here that Tony Hunsaker, or Honeysucker. That's what he was best remembered for, being Ali's first fight. He became went on to become police chief of Fayetteville, West Virginia.
Mm.
So he probably told that story his whole life.
But he went 6 rounds, so, I mean, hell.
Yeah. So the World Series, the Blue Jays won yesterday 6-2. Ohtani didn't do so hot pitching.
He can't be their only player.
No.
The guy is incredible.
So it's tied up 2-2. Game five is going to be tonight.
I heard someone in our building yesterday that does a sports talk show say that.
Oh, really?
Nailed it. Say that, and this was on their show. I was in the restroom and it was playing. And they said that we are experiencing right now what people in the 1920s experienced with Babe Ruth. That we're experiencing with Ohtani. Ohtani.
People are like, look, you got Reggie Jackson, who hit his 3 homers in a World Series.
Yeah.
And Ohtani had probably the best performance of a player ever. It wasn't on a big stage. That's what people are like, they want to knock against him. But it's still an achievement. Ohtani, is he actually a Japanese samurai time traveler from the Shogun era?
I mean, you know, that's actually one of those fringe things out there, that he is a super athlete that Japan built in a lab. I mean, that's really, like, But you know, you mentioned that with that was in a World Series with Reggie. But you know, freaking Bob Horney, he hit 4 home runs in one game for the Atlanta Braves. Like, that's huge.
Is that the record for a game?
Several have tied it, I think, since. But I don't think anyone's hit more than – you don't get that many at bats usually.
Ohtani throws and hits the ball. What do you think?
Who's he betting on in this game?
So, this is sad news to report, but –
yeah, 11 players have hit 4 11? In one game. Yeah. Isn't that wild? I had no – I can't tell you who the other 3 are.
I wonder how many of those are off the same pitcher.
Or rather, 10.
The game, not like total.
Right.
So, according to Barry Windham, through a recent interview, Mike Rotunda is in hospice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 67 years old. And nobody knows the diagnosis, the condition. But Barry Windham kind of, I don't want to say he casually dropped it, but he worked it into an interview.
They're best friends.
Yeah, he married into the family and they became best friends.
And Bray Wyatt's name was Windham Rotunda. Like, incredible. Named after Barry Windham. And obviously, his dad, Mike Rotunda. Damn. I met him and there's another one. Not even going to meet him. Was in Knoxville. And
What was up with Bray when you met Mike? He didn't get released, right? Or he was. That's what it was.
Or there's that lull where he was unsigned for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to ask him. I was like, Bray, man, is he going to AEW? God, and he was in, that was 3 years ago now. But, God, that sucks. God,
of course,
he's
got, 2 other kids. They have a daughter. Bo Dallas is Mike's other son.
Uncle Howdy.
God, it's really 67. Look, a guy who was always in, pretty good shape. He was a college wrestler. Syracuse.
God, yes.
He's just
member of the varsity club.
Working with old
so
Dustin.
Hospice, let's not be a fool here. Like, hospice, that means they have, of course that's what it means. They're like, there's nothing more we can do for you. We're going to let you rest comfortably at home.
Yeah, that's general palliative care or whatever you call it.
Man, that sucks.
Man, I hope it comes
so
out
bad.
What's wrong, but yeah, it's awful. Irwin R. Shyster went to WCW's VK Wall Street for a little bit. I rewatched the Raws. He was only on when Raw
it was
debuted.
MK Wall Street.
Well, VK, because it was
VK Vince K. Yeah.
So he was only on Raw for that first year, and then that first year, DiBiase, he was done wrestling at that point because of his back.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just the mouthpiece. But
Virgil hated that.
Yep. Old Verge.
Man,
I hate to leave you with that. But,
I know that really. Anytime you hear stuff like that, it's just a reminder of, like, God bless.
Especially somebody like Mike, who everybody's got a nice thing to say about.
Oh, yeah.
Never hear anything bad about him.
Mm-mm.
You feel bad for Bray, that situation when he lost Bray.
It's like, God. That really, took my breath away. That's crazy. I hate that. It also means he's only 17 years older than me.
You better.
Yeah, but,
eat a vegetable.
I was watching him out there in the singlet with Kevin Sullivan and Rick Steiner when I was a kid. And so he must have been only 20 then.
Even wrestling in dress shoes, man. He made that look easy.
Yeah. God, man.
He was a worker.
I feel bad for his wife. And yeah, like you said, Bo and I can't remember the daughter's name.
Yeah.
She looks just like him, though.
Yeah.
All
right. That is very sad. Thanks for that, fat boy, you son of a gun.
I know. The only famous sister I can remember is Sydell Curry and not the other one.
I remember Sledge. Sister Sledge. No one remembers Sister Sledge? We are family.
Oh, was that them?
Yeah, Sister Sledge.
I thought that was Percy. Who was Percy Sledge?
Percy Sledge sang, when a man loves a woman.
Oh, was that him?
Nailed it.
Yeah. I thought that was Percy Bush.
When my dad see him at the Silver Fox.
Oh, my God.
True story. That was one of the greatest things ever. We both drank Coca-Cola and watched...
Did he sing it on the way home?
All the way home.
Did you listen to the Michael Bolton cover?
Prepare for it. Today is your birthday.
When a man loves a woman.
That was
woman.
The first time my daughter heard that. I had to give her that website.
She's going to make it for the kids now.
Yeah. She's like, man, did Fatboy get you a cameo? I was like, hell no. He didn't give me that. That was the little, little generator thing. All right. thank you again for that. And God bless Mike Rotunda. For real.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get in some phone calls, whatever you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.